Climate activists are up in arms over amendments to the Climate Action Bill, which were proposed and passed last Friday in the Shannon. Some of the leading climate experts in the country have accused the last-minute amendments as gutting the bill. The changes would see government make regulations for determining how greenhouse gas emissions are taken into account and the manner in which they're calculated. The Climate Change Advisory Council, who will be responsible for setting five-year-long carbon budgets, will now be required to comply with these government regulations. Additionally, the government will have regard to EU rules on climate when making regulations, a term which campaigners and experts have repeatedly criticised. Clare PPN's Environmental College, Clare Environmental Network and One Future Clare called a meeting on Monday to discuss their fears about the last minute amending of the climate bill by government. The amendments were voted upon in the Dáil yesterday and were passed with 80 votes in favour and 60 against. But there is more to that, and joining us to tell us more is Teresa O'Donoghue. Teresa's an environmental activist living in Listú an Bhearna, a member of Clare Environmental Network, Future Proof Clare and Extinction Rebellion Clare and Transition Clare. Welcome to Morning Focus, Teresa.
Good morning, Alan. That's a long list there, and welcome to Morning Focus yourself.
Thank you very much. I've the one role. You have many more clubs in your bag by the sounds of it.
That's only a bit of them.
Okay. Last night, Teresa, 80 votes in favour, 60 votes against, but it is going to go back to the Shannon later this week, so that's not the end of it.
Well, it's pretty much done and dusted. But what's good is it went in on Friday and the government thought it was pretty much done and dusted. But thanks to the vigilance of Professor John Sweeney and also Alice Mary Higgins in the Shannon, you know, that these amendments came to light that were so just slipped in so badly at the end, you know, and just undermined science and democracy, no end. But in doing so, it propelled us all into action. And then it came to light how bad they were, and on foot of that, there was an amendment put in last night to those amendments, proving how bad they were. So I'm so glad that Clare PPN played a big role in making sure that that happened, that was brought to light, and that activism was able to help the scientific community to take and hold the government to account.
Teresa, can you explain, for people who may not be familiar, these amendments for the government, what they are and why you would be against them?
Well, the ones that really annoyed me most were the fact that they threw in these amendments in the middle of what they said that the Climate Change Advisory Council were supposed to do. All of a sudden, it became the responsibility of the government to decide a lot of things. And then later on, they put in a clause that said that the Climate Change Advisory Council must adhere to the regulations as set down by the government, which gives the power to the government as opposed to the Climate Change Advisory Council. It's like saying that the government should tell NPHET how they should look at COVID and what they should count, as opposed to the scientists and the medical profession knowing what they should be looking for at COVID. You know, so it's back to front.
Okay. I see a number of rural independent TDs are criticising the government's handling of the challenges facing the horticulture and forestry sectors, that they don't seem as keen on the climate bill as you guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, this brings about major change for all of us, and climate change is a challenge for everybody. And unfortunately, people are slow to adopt a change, or don't, maybe it's a hurdle. We all see change, and it's how do we deal with it? Usually we run from it until we have to jump the hurdle. I think there are alternatives to peat in horticulture. I mean, we could have community composting schemes all over the country that would bring our food waste. If you look on the Aran Islands, they have an absolutely brilliant waste facility. Rather than what they were paying to export their waste from the Aran Islands to the mainland, they now compost food waste and the recyclable cardboard and papers and things like that, and make compost that they don't know. Now they no longer have to ship in bags of compost from the mainland, which costs money, or ship out waste to the mainland. And they recycle on the mainland, so they have it compacted and cleaned and everything to send across, which is a lot better than the system they had. We could do that in every single village and town in this country. If the Aran Islands can do it, we can all do it.
Teresa, there are obviously people out there who think that climate change is overhyped and so on. There's climate change skeptics. But then we see yesterday that the Amazon rainforest, which is referred to as the lungs of the world for the first time ever, is emitting more carbon dioxide than is taken in. That, to me, is extremely alarming. If that doesn't spark or change people's views on the whole climate change situation, I'm not sure what will.
But that's only one of many things this year, Alan, unfortunately. Last night it was announced that four people drowned in Germany in a flash flood, and there's another load missing. You know, it's not just the Amazon burning. We're all feeling the impacts of climate change now. We went through 6 weeks last year of drought at the start of lockdown. With 6 years without rain. Or 6 weeks, sorry.
It's okay, it's quite a change.
If only, yeah, I'm saying if only, but we know it's bad. Yeah. It sounds great, but it is really bad because we're getting to a stage where the crops, and there's going to be a massive problem with coffee, apparently, because the crops, because of what's happening in the northwest and west over in America, there's been a massive heat wave that has decimated.
Yeah, I think it was hitting temperatures of like 47, 48 degrees in Canada, and quite a number of people died as a result.
And then what's worse, I think, was the Arctic or the Antarctic the following week, something similar. You know, they're hitting temperatures that, and that's what's happening. It's in pockets in different places, so it may not be impacting us as highly as it is in other places. And the heat, it's not just about being warm, but if you notice the rain, we've sun projected for the whole week, but it's raining at Listenverna last night because the heat just brings in more warm air and drops loads of rain on us, and that's going to continue.
And there's certainly signs around the world, and they seem to be happening more regularly, that there is significant change with the climate. We have to leave it there, but thank you for joining us on Morning Focus, Teresa O'Donoghue, environmental activist living in Listenverna.